listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied, say hell no. Call 1-800-ELK-AND-ELK. 1-800. Let me start that again. Hold on.
Rewind.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied, say, oh, hell no. Call 1-800-ELK, Ohio, Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
Is that a verbatim library? Is it just as it was written?
You know, they want you to, like, add your own flair, your own passion.
Okay, I like that.
To it. And so that's what
kind of like
did.
Working at TGI Fridays when you had the buttons and the flares.
The pieces
and stuff.
Of flair.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
And, you know, something happened to me today that reminds me of that scene when, you know, you have to have five pieces of flair, but she had five pieces of flair, but really having five pieces of flair meant you needed to have 30 pieces of flair.
Yes.
If you want me to have 30 pieces of flair, man, tell me. Woo, the Nature Boy. I'll have some Ric Flair. Speaking of the Nature Boy, let's go to a member, one half of the great tag team, WH as it is known, Scott in Solon. Scott, welcome.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
Good.
So I know it's Browns daily, but I got my Buckeyes blood in me right now. I know I'm coming off a disappointing week.
This is my boy Scott, by the way. You know Scott, Matt. He's met you many times. But huge Buckeye fan.
Die hard. So I just want to call and get the vibe, Matt. What are you thinking this week?
I think we'll win. I think we'll win.
Oh,
I do. Like I said, early in the week.
Do you and the kid have a wager on this?
We have a wager. Well, I took Michigan plus or minus the points all year long. So I rooted against Michigan in every single football game this year.
Okay. So we have a running Michigan against the spread.
Correct.
Is the bet.
Correct. So we have a running $5 bet, and I took everybody versus Michigan.
Interesting.
So if they would have lost them all and missed out on the points.
Yeah. Do you know what they are against the spread this year, Scott?
Michigan? I have no clue, but all I know is that tomorrow, I think Buckeyes are minus one right now, and I'm looking for Ohio State to win this game, 38-17.
Your offense is dormant.
38 on that defense is not going to happen.
Let me explain. Urban could say he could take all the blame he wants. Tim Beck is not calling the play this week. It's about Urban Meyer's shoulders. Zeke Elliott's not going to go down in his last big game as a Buckeye, potentially. Not going to go down a loser. I think this team's going to come out and play, and I think our defense matches up very well with them. I think the one concern is taking the tight end away. Jake Butt, who's their only offensive threat that really scares me.
What's his last name? Jake,
exactly, Butt. my thought is this. I think we're going to generate pressure with our front four, Joey Bosa, Adolphus Washington, Sam Hubbard, guys like that are going to put pressure on Rudock, and I think Rudock's shown all year that when pressure's on him, he tends to throw the ball in the middle of the field where guys like Darren Lee and Raekwon McMillan are waiting for it. So I think our defense, I think I'm very confident with our defense, and I think the offense will get it going this week. And I think, you know, they're going to come out and throw a little bit more, and I think it's more balanced, and hopefully the weather will be better tomorrow. So I'm looking for a big Buckeyes victory. I know a lot of this area is down on them. I'm not. I'm ready to go. I'm out of my coma.
You're out of good. How was your Thanksgiving yesterday?
Oh, great. I ate so much food. It's ridiculous. But the good news is I ran 6 miles this morning, so I'm ready for the Buckeyes game. I know I'm not going to sleep tonight. So I had to get all the food I can get in my system, because I won't be eating or drinking until 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Did anybody have a rougher Thanksgiving fantasy football matchup than you? You went against Stafford, Calvin Johnson,
Carolina D,
and Sir Edward Lacy.
It was rough, Nate. But actually, in our league,
You're also going against the kid who had a horrible day.
He did have a. Well, that's a kid. I mean, somehow, some way, that kid back to win the playoffs. It's the worst I've ever seen. I predict him to be out in round one this year.
Well, they got 3 from Murray, 3 from Dez, and 6 from the Packers D. So you're handling them pretty good. You had a nice day yesterday. Cameron, Alshon, and the Panthers D.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. I still think I can come back and win this game. We'll see what happens.
Well, Scott, best of luck to you. I want to ask you one question before we go.
Sure.
If you could have right now Urban Meyer or Harbaugh to lead the Michigan program for the next 20 years, who are you taking?
To lead the chicken program?
To lead the Ohio State program.
Urban Meyer. I wouldn't think twice about it. Urban Meyer.
Wilhelm, what would you say? Can you answer that question?
One loss? Yeah, he had one loss.
Wilhelm's not at liberty to answer that question, which tells you all you need to know. There it is.
I'll talk to you guys.
Scott Lichtenstein, everybody. All right, the great Scott Lichtenstein. Let's go back to the phone lines right now, 216-578. I have no dog in the fight, so to me it's like the obvious answer is Harbaugh. Yeah, I know Urban Meyer is a tremendous college coach and a tremendous recruiter, but there obviously is some level of a disconnect between him and his players with his style.
Well, let's see. I mean, they've lost one game in the last 24.
He's an unbelievable college coach.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Unbelievable recruiter.
To answer that question, the reason why I say I'm not at liberty, because I'm not gonna pick one over the other. It's I really want to see how Urban Meyer has these young men motivated who have big paychecks waiting for them in the National Football League in their next two football games, one being tomorrow in a rivalry football game that should be more important than any other game that they play.
If they
on
don't
the
get
road,
up for this game, how
if they what?
If they don't get up for this game, how upset would you feel?
Like
how worried would you be?
I wouldn't say necessarily to make a decision in Jim Harbaugh, but I would say that Urban Meyer's culture is flawed there at Ohio State.
Interesting. Very interesting point. All right, let's go now. We got one more caller here, and then we'll get Jim O'Neill after the break. Let's go to Russ on a cell. What's up, Russ?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I talk about this Manziel thing.
Yep.
You know, I was against drafting him. I thought it was really stupid. But I think what's happening now is even more ignorant. You know, we got a guy down in Dallas who's borderline criminal, and he's still playing. And we had a guy in Baltimore that was a murderer, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, we had if we would have had Joe Namath, I guess he'd be sitting too, because of his antics off the field.
So you don't care? You think the fact that he blatantly lied right to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, that doesn't matter to you?
No, it doesn't. Because, you know, I think if you go in behind the scenes, any of these guys do this crap. You know, you're either going to be I care if he can play football. So I'm 72 years old. This is going to be the first time in my life I've ever rooted against the Browns.
Because of the benching of Johnny Manziel.
What?
Because they are sitting Johnny Manziel.
I you know what? I ran him because he was going down a path that could have led to.
Can he say that on the air? Did you have to beep that?
No, ass
what
is
he
fine.
Say?
He said ass.
Ass is fine.
Ass is fine.
What'd you say, Dino?
I said butt. Just like the tight end of Michigan.
Butt.
Yeah. He was just going down. I didn't like the road that Russ was going. Russ was get off my lawn guy.
Yeah, get off of my lawn. All right, well, we're going to take it. I mean, it's interesting because at the same time he was basically saying it's disgusting that Rafe Lewis is in the Hall of Fame and that Greg Hardy is playing, but then is angry simultaneously that Johnny Manziel isn't playing.
Yes, and I'll be honest. In watching yesterday afternoon's second game, Cowboys with Carolina, which I thought Carolina's uniforms were great. I thought Dallas's
awesome.
Were good.
But that's where the Jacksonville Jaguars missed a great opportunity. They could have been the teal version of that Carolina
Nike
blue.
Nike already knew what was happening. They didn't just script them up that week. They knew they had the Titans wearing baby blue. They had Panthers wearing baby blue. And they
So teal? Is
gold, bro. Gold.
That was awful.
Okay. I liked it. But I found myself watching the games, you know, a few series of the football game, and finally, for whatever reason, they start talking about pass rush, and they shined a light on Greg Hardy, and I started watching him, and the taste in my mouth in watching that football game, knowing who he is down to the core, just being a bad person, made me, like, and at this point, it was 7-0 after the, you know, the pick six by Kurt Coleman, Buckeye as well. I was just like, even with Romo, I don't mind Romo. I like Romo. And I don't mind Jerry Jones and Jerry World. Got a Super Bowl ring there in your building, bro. Like
sure.
It. But I immediately started rooting against the Cowboys even more so and for Cam and Riverboat Ron and a couple of, you know, Teddy Ginn and Philly Brown, who was not in uniform. And I like Keekly. So, but Greg Hardy on the field, bad taste in my mouth, not a Cowboys fan by any means.
Riverboat Ron.
Undefeated. And this guy was what's crazy about the National Football League is he was one loss
from getting canned.
Maybe two from getting canned mid-season last year.
And
he's gone undefeated since, correct? With a loss in the playoffs.
Right. They won 15 straight regular season
15
games.
Straight regular season games.
That's right. All right. When we come back, we're going to hear from the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Jim O'Neill, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.